SBS Radio.
With Australia's daily increase in number of new cases reduced to around 9%, authorities are pleased with the country's efforts to flatten the COVID-19 curve. But it's not enough. The National Cabinet has unveiled new measures targeting public gatherings. Speaking after its meeting, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the current 10-person limit would be dramatically reduced.
This is the strong advice of all states and territories that unless it's your household, the family, those who are living at your residence, that being with only one other person in as a gathering outside is what is required.
Mr. Morrison says the strong advice to those over age 70, people over 60 with chronic illness, and Indigenous people aged over 50 years is to not leave home at all. And the wider public should only go out for these reasons.
A. Shopping for what you need. Food and other essential supplies that enable you to remain at home and to do that shopping as infrequently as possible. B. For medical care or compassionate needs. C. To exercise in compliance with the public gathering rules that I've already outlined. And D. For work and education if you cannot work or learn remotely.
Chief Medical Officer Professor Brendan Murphy says the new measures are needed to curb the increase in coronavirus cases.
We have to slow it further and we have to stop the thing that's worrying us most, which is community transmission. That's transmission without known links to a known case. And that is of concern, particularly in Sydney and to a lesser extent in Melbourne and southeast Queensland.
The Prime Minister also announced a 6-month freeze on rental evictions.
And we need landlords and tenants to sit down and come up with arrangements that enable them to get through this crisis. So on the other side, the landlord has a tenant, which is a business that can pay rent, and the business is a business that can re-emerge on the other side of this and be able to go on and employ people on the other side of these arrangements.
And with millions of Australians being asked to stay at home to stop the spread of COVID-19, there's the threat of the vulnerable being isolated from essential health care. Earlier, the government announced a $669 million Medicare subsidy package for telehealth services. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says the last 2 weeks has brought the most dramatic changes he has ever seen in the way GPs deliver healthcare to patients. And under the latest changes, telehealth will become an option for the entire population.
If you're a patient, you'll be able to reach out to your general practitioner, your specialist, the other healthcare providers who you may see who are able to access the MBS and Medicare, and seek advice using the telephone or using video consultations. If you're a GP or another healthcare provider, you'll be able to reach out to your patients and make sure that they are okay, make sure that they are adhering to their plans for their management of their chronic diseases or their acute concerns.
It will enable patients to contact their GPs by phone or video conferencing like Skype or FaceTime. The Medicare subsidy for telehealth care is part of a $1.1 billion relief package, which also includes $150 million for domestic and sexual violence services. With fears of higher abuse rates, like China's increase in violence cases during its lockdown. National Mental Health Commission Chief Executive Christine Morgan says support for Australians in dangerous situations is vital, even while social distancing is in place.
Home is not always safe. If only it could be. That is certainly something we would all embrace. But the reality is that for too many, it is not safe. And for those who are at fear or facing the reality of any form of violence in their environment, it is incredibly important that being physically distant, we nevertheless remain very connected.
$10 million will go to Mental Health Support Service Beyond Blue to set up a dedicated coronavirus wellbeing support line, while Telephone Services Lifeline and Kids Helpline will get a $14 million boost. On the economic front, the government is also looking at a plan to subsidise wages if companies can keep employees on staff during mass stand-downs. It's part of a wider strategy to allow businesses to go into what the Prime Minister describes as hibernation to protect their long-term viability. Scott Morrison says the next wave of support measures to be announced will be the biggest yet. The opposition's workplace spokesman Tony Burke says the government needs to get on with it.
We've seen a whole lot of people transfer from work to the welfare system. The best approach is if we can have a wage subsidy so they can keep their connection to work. So on the other side of this, we've got an economy that is ready to go again. So many lives are being turned upside down. Get this done, recall the parliament, lock it in, and give people some certainty.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.